things for songs, like what Wilbur has with like the, like the, oh god, how's it go? Like, I wanna come up with something cool like that. That was my attempt of like the. But that's kind of repetitive. I just like to play things I know to play until I, like, churn it. Because this, I came up with that while playing the iPhone ringtone, which goes. Hence, they sound pretty similar. I don't know. I just want to chat. I don't really have anything to chat about because I'm quite tired. Seeing Hamilton and seeing everyone today was really, really nice, though. It's always so nice and sweet when you get to meet up with everyone and say hi to everyone, because it's such a rare occasion that everyone's in the same place and not busy. So it was really, really nice of G to set all of this up. However, I did try to convince the adults the entire time to buy me alcohol. I don't even like alcohol. I've never had alcohol. It kind of smells gross and looks gross and sounds bad. Funny story. Me and Jack Manifold went to this wonderful Greek restaurant with a wonderful owner, but at the end of the meal, he accidentally gave, like, me a shot, whereas Jack's over 18. Jack's allowed to have a shot, but, like, complimentary with the meal, he gave us both a shot, and I was like, Jack Manifold, you're gonna have to drink this shot for me. I can't drink this. I don't want to drink this shot, Jack Manifold. And he's like, nah, I'll throw up. I can't. And then we decided to soak. So they gave us a napkin as well with the meal. So we rolled up the napkin and dunked both ends in the shot glass and soaked up the shot so it didn't look rude like we left it. Which admittedly is probably worse than just leaving it. Yeah, so that was an experience. I like that song a lot. That's I can't. It's like, it's the Village song from Breath of the Wild. I think it's a really, really lovely song. Very, very good song. Dum, 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 dum. That sounds quite cool. I quite like that a lot. That's cool. Dum da dum da dum da 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 dum da dum. soul. I don't know. It's exciting. Should I let someone else speak in the space? Would that be frowned upon? Would it be frowned upon? Oh, go on, Velvet. Add a speaker. Hi, Velvet.
Hi, Tubbo.
You know your Twitter scars me on the daily basis. Just thought I'd throw that out.
Oh, God.
Dude, ignore me. Like, I log onto Twitter and I'm like, okay, hi, Velvet. I don't want to know about eating ass today. Thanks. Like, yeah. I shit you. Like, come on, man. No, I'm joking. It's quite funny.
Do you know All-Star by Smash Mouth?
Oh, God.
Aunt Frost is yelling in the background.
I don't know. I was trying to guess. I was trying to figure out what key it's in. I've got no idea.
That sounded good for a second there at the end. Though. Like somebody once told me.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going for. So how's your day, man?
My day's been good. I'm going to eat something soon when Aunt Frost is done playing Valorant with like Boomer and them.
Cool. Are you good at Valorant? I can't get it to boot on my computer without crashing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Every time it's like a weird my computer thing in specific, though. I can't find anyone else that's having the issue. I shit you not, I boot up the game, immediate blue screen.
What?
And I've reinstalled it. I've been reinstalled it like 8 times. I never used to have this problem with my old graphics card, but
is your computer poopy? I mean,
no. My computer's the best I can get, man. I just can't.
Just build a whole new computer just for Valorant.
Just for what? You think I should make the Valorant PC?
Yeah, make a Valorant PC.
That sounds like a very first world solution to this problem.
Yeah, that's efficient.
Yeah.
Don't fix the problem. Just build a new PC.
Building a new PC is not a solution. Oh, you just reminded me. My backspace key on my laptop's broken. I'm going to take that into a shop tomorrow because I've got no idea how to fix a laptop keyboard.
Hmm. Is this a laptop?
I use the backspace key religiously.
Okay. When did you start learning piano?
I've learned the piano since like primary school, man.
Primary school? They have that in the UK?
Yeah, you know, like the school before secondary school, which would be high school for US, I think.
I thought like, okay.
I'm very, very into learning ringtones at the minute.
Learning ringtones? How to play them on piano?
Huh?
To play them on piano?
Yeah, they're very cool. And then if I want to change the voice, I can make it uber realistic.
You're gonna like panic someone, make them think their alarm's going off right now.
Tell me about it. Like the wait. And have you seen the outhouse?
Have I seen the outhouse? I was just shitting in an outhouse the other day.
What?
An outhouse, right?
No. The owl house is in the bird. The bird? TV show.
No, what is this? The outhouse?
No, the owl house. A like O-W.
Can you like do an American for one sec?
Ow. I don't know how to do that American.
Ow. Is it like a paint? Is some kind of like? Is it like the movie Saw? Some kind of like paint?
How would an American say the owl house?
Oh, owl.
The owl.
Those aren't a real bird, but they made a show on it?
Yeah, hey, the Owl House. It's such a badass TV show.
2 seasons? Ooh, it's rated really well.
It's so cool. I don't know how to do the left hand for that one. I only know the... Cat, what do you want? Do you want the outside? Okay, I'll get... one sec. Velvet. I'll be back in a second. Rocks.
Rocks. Oh, your cat.
Come this way. Come on.
We just had a cat, but we lost it. Not like in a bad way.
So first he screams he scares the shit out of me by sneezing, and then he like is like biting my ankles. What? He's great. Nah, he just wanted to go outside. He's just in one of those. Yeah. He's tracking me as someone who's got a lot of life advice, Velvet.
Definitely, yeah, I got the best life advice.
Do you have a lot of life advice, genuinely though? Do you reckon you have quite good takes, as they would say, based takes?
I mean, it depends. I mean, on certain, I feel like a lot of people, I feel like everyone should be able to say yes to that in some regard, right? Like,
yeah.
On some things I could say yeah, but on a lot of things I could definitely say no. Like, if you're talking about like football teams, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Feels like with some topics, everyone's an expert, though.
Yeah. If it's like, if the topic is ant frost, then I have plenty of advice.
Why would I need advice on ant frost?
I don't know, to be friends with them.
I see. No, but you should join our CSGO lobbies.
Oh.
Do you play CSGO?
CSGO, that's like Roblox, right?
You know what? Yeah, it's close enough. Yeah. Do you actually... You know what CSGO is, surely.
I know what CSGO is, but honestly, I haven't played it.
Oh, fair enough. I'm addicted to CSGO at the minute.
That game, people, but like that was popular so long ago.
I know. It's just an easy. It's a game like if you see a pro player, like a pro player playing it, like you just were like, man, that's such a cool game. And then I go and play it, and then I get addicted for months at a time. And then I'm like, fuck, I hate this game. And then I stop playing.
That's how I am with Club Penguin, the speedrunners in that game.
Are there speedrunners for Club Penguin, or no?
Yeah, there's tons of speedrunners for Club Penguin. It's actually the number 3 speedrunning game right now.
Holy crap. I've never... No, that's not true. I have speedrun a game. Oh.
Of Club Penguin?
No, not Club Penguin, but I think I speedrun... I tried to do a speedrun of... Breath of the Wild, like 100%, but I fell asleep 3 hours in.
Ooh. Wait, how long do you have to play that game if you're speedrunning it?
Oh my god, it's something ludicrous. It's like 40 hours, dude. I think.
People speedrun a 40-hour game? I thought like that's what you do with, you know, little short games or like Minecraft or whatever.
No, I'm trying to think. It must be shorter than that. It's definitely over a day, though. I remember watching someone do a speed run for it and being like, holy shit, dude, what?
I'm going to look up the record. Which one? The Breath of the Wild 2 or the first one?
Oh, Breath of the Wild 2's not out yet, boss man.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Do you do anything musical?
I have this triangle.
You know, that's pretty badass.
I can like go with it a few times. It's not actually like next to me.
Hit it with the ting. Wait, I'm pretty sure my piano can do that. Wait. Wait, is it gonna do it?
Is that God. It?
What? My piano normally makes a ting noise, like a ting.
Is that what that was?
No, wait.
It's making something.
It... Did you hear it?
Yeah. What the?
Got a triangle in the piano.
That's not a piano. You're making this up.
Nah, it's a keyboard.
Oh.
That's just the metronome.
Is that like a British thing?
Nah, metronome is just a pacer.
Yeah. The record that I see, it's like someone beat it in 25 minutes.
Wait, what?
Is that what any percentage means? Oh no, okay.
Nah, there's no way they've 100%ed Breath of the Wild in 20.
Okay, yeah, you're right. 100% is 17 hours.
17? Holy shit.
And that's like the first place. 20th place is like 36 hours.
So. Yeah, see, that's the one I probably watched a little bit of live, I reckon.
Yeah.
Do you know Twitter for Android by Jax Films?
Is that what's that?
It's a song he made about Twitter for Android. No, it has a cool bass line. It goes like... It goes like that. It's catchy.
I'm gonna go... I'll upload it into my YouTubes.
I don't know. I'm trying to do All-Star now. You got that in my head.
That was great.
Thank you. I can't, yeah. Oh, well. What goes up must come down. Well, hey.
That was beautiful.
When in Rome.
Was that Hamilton? Because I just shed a tear.
What? That was definitely not Hamilton. Oh, I went to go see Hamilton today. It was awesome. Do you like Hamilton?
Yeah, me and Aunt are going to see that soon, actually.
Really? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, October 2nd is when we're supposed to see it.
That's cool. That's when I have my first driving test.
Oh, wow.
So while you're watching Hamilton, I'll be on the road swerving. Oh,
my. I failed my first driving test. Barely, though.
Well, it's not really a test. It's a lesson.
Oh, it's a lesson? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about my first driving test?
Oh, go on.
Well, I had like the lessons and stuff and everything, and I was past that, and I was just doing that, and I was finally at the test. And I don't mean like in America, we have to do like, I don't know how it is in the UK, we have to do like a actual test. And then there's like a, you know, an actual driving test with an instructor and everything. And I went through it, and I swear, the lady was like, the whole time she kept like, I don't know, she kept like pointing out weird things. I was nervous. And then like right at the end, as we're going to go in, I'm driving into the middle section to turn you know, to turn right, right? You know how there's like a left lane, a right lane. Sometimes there's a middle lane that's like yellow for both cars, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in the middle lane and I'm driving back in just to drive back into the DMV. And like all of a sudden she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And she like grabs my, she like goes to grab the wheel, which if she grabs it, then it's over and I fail. So I like hold my hand front because she like thought that some car that was driving by, I hadn't seen it or something, but I was like 6 feet away from the car. I wasn't gonna hit the car. And she's just like, what's the crime? And I was like, no, stop. I don't want to fail this. And you know, then we go in and I swear as we're parking, like she looks over her board and stuff and she's writing stuff. And then I swear, it looks like she's like counting over everything. And then she marks another one. And then like, I ask, you know, how many I got wrong. And it's exactly the amount, like you need like 15. If you get 15 wrong or something like that, you fail. And it was exactly the amount that I need to fail.
Nah, that's
no!
She made that up.
I had the feeling she might like, it might have been like close to it. And so she was like, he's not ready. And so she marked a couple. And, and so it was frustrating for me. But I don't know. That's all speculation.
If it makes you feel any better, Uber. Yeah.
If it makes me feel any better, what?
Uber still exists.
Yeah, Uber. No, I passed the next time and I actually got the same lady. And I was like, that's okay.
Wait, can you drive?
You want someone else? And I'm like, no, that's okay.
Wait, can you drive?
Yeah, I can drive. Same for Frost.
That's so cool.
Do they have cars in the UK? Don't you guys like drive backwards or something? You guys do everything in reverse or something?
We drive
like
on the left side of the road.
Oh yeah, on the wrong side of the road, yeah.
Well, not wrong, just different.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Why we drive on the left. Everyone else drives on the right, but you know, quirky UK things.
Yeah, it must be weird, like, going between them. I'm trying to switch.
Yeah, like, when you go to the UK, they give you these stickers you're supposed to stick on your headlights because it makes the lights shine away from the middle of the road slightly. Because on the UK cars, they do that automatically because it's on the other side.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is weird. People bring their cars over, huh?
Yeah, on the ferry, which goes across the channel.
Ooh, I'm a ferry.
Dude, ferries are awesome.
Yes, we are.
Do you have ferries in America? Because it's all just a big slab of land.
There's tons of us. What do you mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean like the mythical creature? If you were in like Missouri and you wanted to get to...
In Missouri? No, it's not nice being a ferry in Missouri. I'll tell you that much.
It's not nice being what?
A ferry in Missouri. I mean, I guess there's certain parts that it might be nice. But generally, it's not the best area for us.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, because America, you can just get to everywhere by driving through it.
Yeah.
Is there the ferries, which take boats and stuff?
Ferries?
Boats take cars.
That sounds like a stereotype. Oh, wait. You mean like, wait, what do you mean?
Like a ferry boat.
Ferry boat. Actually, oh, you're talking about the boats. That's what you've been. Yeah, no, we have those. Like, I actually have one near me. I live, you know, on like in California, right?
Yeah.
And so there's lots of like, we're coastal and there's like lots of watery areas. And so there's like areas where there's no bridge. You have to go across a ferry.
Man, that's kind of... Is there like a lot of water in America or like not a lot? Because when you look on the map, it doesn't seem to be a lot of water. But then again, it just looks like there's a lot of green.
Huh. Well, America's pretty big.
Yeah.
In the center? No, there's not so much, but you know, on the parts that are by the blue, when you look at a map, that blue, all of that is water.
I see.
Which I didn't learn actually until the other day, but it sort of blew my mind. So I've been like spreading the information.
So you're telling me that the blue on the map is water?
Yeah, I thought it was like the opposite the whole time, and everyone was really confusing me.
Holy shit!
I thought we were just like ocean people or something.
Dude, that's mental.
Yeah. But you guys have lots of water in the UK. It's just raining constantly, right?
Yeah, but sometimes real nice weather, though. I actually live in the town which is statistically the most sunny in the UK, which is very funny. I don't know where they conducted this survey because it's bullshit, but certainly fun.
Over here in California, growing up, we didn't used to have this, but since in like the last few years, there's sort of this like, we have this new weather season in like August where the whole sky is just like smoky. So,
I've heard about that one.
Yeah. In like pretty much the whole of August and maybe parts of September or July. Like
that's so depressing.
The whole sky is like darker and smoky and you're not supposed to go outside.
Yeah, but that's really depressing.
Yeah, it's probably better. I'm more in like Central California. It's probably better down south where they're further away. But yeah, it's like there's like a few weeks where we just can't really go outside now. Oof.
How can that be fixed?
I guess if you just rake the forest. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. We're actually doing something about
it. Like, does it just spontaneously burst into flames, or is it like, does someone set it on fire?
A lot of the times we have this company called PG&E, which is it's Pacific Gas and Electric. And a lot of the times they don't do proper like electric, like maintenance on their electrical boxes. And then their boxes, like they shoot sparks or something, or like trees grow or whatever and cause it to emit sparks. And then there's a fire. And a lot of the time,
that's
because
bullshit, man. What the hell?
Yeah. Because they're like a private company. They a lot of times they don't do needed. Things that would cost a lot of money.
Yeah, but private companies still have to adhere to regulations, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, depends on if the regulations are doing their job or not, but it seems like they're not in California.
It's sad that everything's fire, dude.
That's where a lot of the fires, though, have been caused by. Obviously, it's also because, like, the climate is getting more, it's more... There's a lot more dry grass and a lot less rain.
Yeah. I've never been to America. Would you say America's pretty great?
America's pretty great. In terms of visiting it?
Yeah, just like, is it like a cool place to visit, you reckon?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's tons of places to go in America. There's the only thing is like, you know, you drive from one place to another place in America and it's like the whole distance of the UK.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy. I'm like, I'm a 2-hour train from London. But then I found out that like LA and where is it? And the place where VidCon is hosted, whatever it's called, Anaheim, which are both in California, is like fucking hours. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, and the whole country's not quite as connected with like trains and stuff. I mean, they are with certain areas.
Yeah, but I was thinking about how wild that is. And I'm like, California's the same state. That's like it taking 6 hours to cross West Sussex. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. I live
kind of bullshit.
Pretty much like in the center of California. And my grandma lived in Northern California. And just to drive from essentially the center of California to her house, it would take like 6 or 7 hours usually.
Holy shit. That's so depressing. Yeah. Everyone's so far apart.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying.
Why aren't the states just their own countries if they're that fucking huge?
I don't know. There's probably some history behind it all.
Probably in that one cool musical.
Oh, yeah. Was that actually like, did you learn anything from that? Like in terms of like history?
I mean, I'd seen it before on Disney Plus. I mean, you know, I remembered a couple of those fellas' names.
Yeah. Do they teach American history in the UK, or is it like, you know, just like British stuff?
That's only if you like opt in for GCSE history. Like they did. I know my GCSE history friends. They did They did the American Civil War and the Cold War. Was some in the syllabus. I don't know much about it. I don't know. I don't know an awful lot about American history.
Yeah. I know.
What did you take at school? Did you do history?
Did I do history? No, I skipped that one. I was like, I don't really want to do this. And they were like, okay.
That's funny.
Just let me. No. I did history. I had a fun time in my history classes generally. I did. I ran as like, in the president thing during the government one or whatever, and I got second place.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. history in the US, it was just, no, not in the US, in the UK, it's just a bunch of teachers putting on movies and you're being like, oh my God, this is terrible. How could have anyone let this happen? And then they'd be like, that happened in the past. And I'd be like, what?
That's how some of my science classes were. A lot of my science teachers happen to be like video players.
Yeah, they'd come in, they'd put on a movie, and they'd be like, look at this terrible thing. And then I'd be like, oh God, that's so awful. And then they'd be like, this happened. And I'd be like,
oh, in history?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'd be like, this is so awful. This must be made up. And then they're like, no, it's real. And then, you know, year seven, me shat my pants.
They're just like trying to traumatize you all. It's like, look at this live on screen, you know, traumatic event.
They're like, look at all of these people being massacred. And you're like, oh my God, what the hell? That's so messed up. That can't have been real, surely. Have any, like, and then you're like, it was real.
In high school, we just had brain games being played for like a month by the science teacher.
To be fair, I passed science and I had not had a science book for 2 years, like a workbook.
What?
Like, I passed science somehow because of a miracle, and I hadn't been in a science class for the last 2 years.
When you say you pass science without doing it, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What is that? Like, how do you pass something without doing it? Like, is it, well, like, this seems like... Like saying,
I got my science GCSE qualification and I hadn't done science for 2 years. And I'm like, huh, nifty.
So you like tested out of it?
No. I went to the lessons. I didn't do anything in the lessons.
So then how did they like affirm that you learned?
I have no idea, but I passed.
What?
And I actually did really well.
Education.
My biology teacher was like, fuck it, he's an A student. I'm like, and I hadn't actually done biology for 2 years, so that's pretty nice of her.
What? I like biology.
But then again, my secondary school was a bit of a shit show. Like, unironically, it was this weird, separate from the government school, which was free to attend, and just was basically a massive middle finger to everyone who went there.
I went to a weird school. Sort of catch-all, like middle school.
I have no idea really what middle school is.
Oh, that's secondary school.
Is it?
Yeah.
But secondary school is high school.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Middle school is like. Do you guys have like numbers for your grades?
No.
Wait, what are numbers in British?
Yeah. We have. Yeah, no. We have years. Like, so you got reception year one, year two, year three, year four, up to year 11. Then you have Well, actually, you have year 12 and 13, but that's like A-level. That's like college.
What?
And then you have university after college. The final year of mandatory school, well, okay. Technically, I should be in school, but I'm not. The final year, I think, is year 13, the mandatory one.
But, okay, non-college, right?
Well, no. Year 13 and year 12 can be college, or you can do year 13 and year 12.
What?
Because that's where you do your A-levels and your B-techs.
You can, like, choose whether or not to take 2 years of high school?
Well, no. You have to do it. So you either have to choose to do year 12 and 13, which is A-levels that your school provide, or you can go to a college and do A-levels and B-techs there, and then after that you can go to university, if you want to.
So what you're saying is you can avoid 2 years of high school and just do them in college?
Well, not really, because college isn't university in the UK.
Okay.
College is like...
I'm not... Okay, sorry. I mean university. Right?
Yeah. So university was you'd get like a degree, a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD, kind of stuff.
What's college?
College is like A-levels and B-techs, which B-techs are like really specific hands-on courses, and A-levels are like super advanced GCSEs.
What?
You know?
Wait.
Education and things.
College is not... Is college just describes the final stage of like... Okay, like a stage in education then?
Yeah, it's like an extra stepping stone before university.
Okay, what I'm trying to get is like, what's the final year of high school?
the legal final year when you turn 18 is year 13, but that can also be college.
Okay.
But so then, the last year of secondary school is year 11, but it could also be year 13 if you decide to go to sixth form, which is like the 2 years which are also mandatory in secondary school, but it's called sixth form or college.
Then translating over to like British school, I think middle school is like year 8 and 9 or year 7 and 8. It's in between high school.
So it's like yes, no. Well, that's pretty cringe years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty terrible years in my opinion.
Yeah, I was a very, very cringe person in year 7 and 8. I wanted to be all edgy and cool.
No, yeah, me too.
But then I realized, oh, this sucks.
There's other people.
Yeah, no. Middle school kind of sounds shit.
Yeah, I do not envy middle school teachers, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, oh God. Why would you want that?
Yeah, we were so annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really annoying. I was kind of just silent and refused to say anything. That was kind of my whole deal.
I had a teacher who, like, every day would never punish me ever, but she would just constantly say, filter velvet filter, like, every day. She would just say it over and over anytime I would say something. And she just never checked. She never punished me. It was bizarre because, I don't know, it was bizarre because in other classes, she was just, like, handing out punishments, but we were in, like, her honors class, and she never punished anyone.
Yeah, what is with honors class? Is that just for, like, the smart people?
I think it's like meant to be like a higher level of the same course.
Like AP, isn't it called?
We have that too. That's just like that's
because like in the UK thing. We have like maths, English, and science sets, and then there's classes known as sinker classes.
Sinker?
Yes. They're very funny. Well, I don't know if this is just something my school did, but all the people that had no shot of passing, they put in these things called sinker classes. They didn't say there were sinker classes. But they were colloquially known as sinker classes. It's like the unteachables.
Oh, that's kind of rough.
Kind of rude.
Yeah, it's kind of rough to put everyone. I mean, I guess what's the reasoning? Is it because they don't want to hinder other students or something? Like, what's the reason?
Yeah, basically.
Seems like that could be bad, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, for the people that get stuck in that, like. That's kind
of
brutal.
Hey, I'll have you know, I had to go to 3 years of English intervention, so I'm very aware of what the sinker class is. It sucks, dude, because I fully understood everything they said in the sinker class. I'm like, dude, this shit's easy. And then I went to write it down on a page, and my hand had a stroke.
So you were in a sinker class?
Yeah, I was in like a sinker English class for like years 7 and 8, and I worked my way up to second set, which is like just the one before the top set. And just as I was about to get into top set to year 11, I gave up and started streaming.
Nice. Oh, well, what a failure you've been at that, Tubbo.
I know. No, but dude, I was in the sinker church.
What was it like? What was the difference?
And I was like, and the stuff they were teaching us, I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Like,
so was it like a lot?
I was like 11, 12 year old, and they're like, okay, so this is a capital letter. And I'm like, yes, I know.
Yeah.
And then they were like, can you please use a capital letter? And I'm like, what's the point? This is fully legible without any of your stupid fucking grammar. So I was just a stubborn thinker, basically.
Nice.
Yeah.
But they like, okay, so it was just like a lot, it was just like infinitely easier.
Yeah. It got to a certain point, though, where you could tell the teacher was just like, fuck you. I'm going to play on my phone.
Oh. Yeah, I had some teachers like that.
Yeah.
In my AP chemistry class, we never learned anything, actually.
Really?
Yeah, my teacher, every single day, he was like a funny guy and like fun and stuff, but he was not a good teacher. Just every day, he would just go back into his office and just be on his phone. He got fired, though.
Oh, how do you know if your teacher gets fired?
When they aren't there anymore, and everyone's talking about it, and then they confirm that they
but they could have just got quit.
Yeah, but like, and what I'm saying is that they essentially confirmed that they were fired. Like, people asked them about it, and were asking questions about it. Like, what happened to blah blah blah, and then people in the administration said that he was let go. And then we had like another teacher who came in and had like a thick accent, and like he like so, like some of the we had a lot of exchange students at our school who had like some difficulties understanding English already, and they couldn't understand her, and she like got really upset at that and left. And then we had another teacher that came for a bit and left. And then we had another teacher that came a bit for a bit and left. And we were like, "What's wrong? Like our class? Like are we like so terrible?" And then
we that bad?
That the AP chemistry teacher was also teaching the like the normal chemistry class that was taught to that was like you take it separately from AP chemistry at an earlier stage for like the freshmen, and I was a senior at the time in AP chemistry.
What's a freshman?
That's like the first year.
Are they of high like school. The people who get bullied?
Yeah, essentially. No, it's the first year of high school, and what we found out was it was the freshmen that were just harassing like all of the teachers after the like.
Yeah,
the
I had got some fired. Dickheads in my class that would make teachers cry, and I'm like, bruh,
yeah,
they're just trying
to
exactly.
But like all our, like the teacher who came, the first one after the one was fired. And everyone after that, we found out like a big part of why she left was, and why they left was because they were just like constantly harassing them because the teacher who did nothing had left.
Huh.
It was like impossible to teach them now that they'd gotten used to, you know, complete freedom.
Huh. Do you reckon I'd be a good teacher if I was to become a teacher?
I think you would be a great teacher. What do you think you would teach though? Like what subject?
I would probably teach maths, but it would be like bottom set maths. Like nice. I'm all right at maths, but I'm fine. I don't want to be teaching fucking the quadratic formula. That's just how to make students depressed. Like walk into my maths class, you don't want to die. You leave, you want to die. Like it'll be that's just the effect my maths class will have on you. That's if I had to teach the quadratic formula.
Yeah? You don't like the quadratic formula?
No, I actually actively despise it, dude. Like, the fucking, what is it? I can't even remember it anymore. It's like the square root of A plus B over C minus
negative
square
B,
root of whatever. Oh, yeah, it's negative, starts B, plus with negative or minus. B. You're right.
It's like negative it's B plus or minus the square root of 4AC plus B squared over 2A, I think.
It upsets me that you know that.
Well,
my mom's a maths teacher, and I don't know that.
I dropped out of college. Well, when I say dropped out of college, not like officially or whatever. I'm like technically in college, but not really. I don't know. But anyways, the major I was doing was in statistics, so I like math stuff, sort of.
No, fair enough. That's badass, man.
You know statistics.
Statistics, I do. I got a GCSE in statistics.
Hmm.
Entirely by accident. My math teacher, because I was in top set maths, my math teacher walked in one day and she was like, okay, so instead of doing the normal maths GCSE, you guys are going to get a GCSE in statistics. And I'm like, okay. So I just got a bonus one. And then I didn't revise. And then I revised for it the night before the exam, after failing every single practice test, and then I passed with flying colors.
When you say you got it, what does that mean? You got statistics, you got a GCSE in statistics.
It means I passed
the
exam and got a qualification.
Oh. Well, that's nice. You just got that for free.
Yeah, but then COVID hit and I got all my qualifications for free. I cheated the game.
Yeah? Did you have to do online education then?
No, I shut down my laptop and never went back on it.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone did. Like, let's be honest. Who actually went to online school? Like, it's just such a fucking waste of time. I can't learn while YouTube's available.
Yeah, I feel like everyone who's playing... I was playing Minecraft while I was in my French class and stuff. I feel like half the people are doing that.
Yeah, like the teachers are just wasting their time. At this point, they may as well just take the wage and relax. They earned it.
Yeah, they Yeah, they earned it. It's not much of a wage, anyways.
Yeah.
At least not in the U.S. I don't know. Do they pay the teachers good in the U.K.?
What do you mean?
In the U.S., we're known for paying our teachers very poorly.
Oh, yeah, no. Teachers' wages in the U.K. are devastating as well.
Ooh. Yeah. It seems like something, you know, growing up, it's like, I kind of want to do that, but it's like, I don't know. I don't want to have, you know, $70,000 in student loans that I can't pay off for my whole life.
They're currently doing this weird thing in the UK where it's like, search, get into teaching. And it's like, get £6,000 tax-free if you get into teaching. And it's like, wow, they're really having to bribe people to become teachers now. Oh, God. It's got dire.
They could always try paying them more.
Yeah, but then again, that would be more money long-term, and they want a quick fix.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how a lot of companies in the U.S. are doing it right now, too, like Amazon and stuff. They like, or like some fast food places, there's like sign-on bonuses where you can get like a few hundred bucks for signing on because they can't get workers.
Nah, that's kind of a shitty way to deal with a problem.
Yeah, don't pay them more. Just give them a sign-on bonus and then don't worry about the retention because you can just get more. That's not very healthy.
Yeah. I reckon I learned more from YouTube than I did from online lessons.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
because I know, me being me, I watch like a lot of like shit on YouTube, but the shit I watch is like, have you ever seen like Quokkazar, like in a nutshell?
I was literally just about to ask if you've seen that.
I watch every single video. I watch them almost to a religious extent. I rewatch them like every month. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, they're hence really
now
good.
I can basically name every immune system cell. and biology did not teach me any of that.
Yeah, they tell you all the good stuff and the bad stuff happening in a like a really fun way. It's like, ooh, I can learn about, you know, how we're gonna get blasted from space by a pulsar.
Yeah, this like gonna I be wanna, so fun. I wanna know what happens if the whole planet turns into gold.
Have you seen the ones about, like, aliens?
Yeah. Oh, God. Those are so old. I don't know if I can remember them. I think I know what you're on about.
They're, like, the Great Filter or whatever.
Yes. Oh, the Great Filter. Is there a border that we'll never cross? Is there a goal that we will never reach? Like, they talk so fancy as well. It makes me just happy. Makes me feel like David Attenborough is the YouTube channel. Do you have David Attenborough in the US?
Oh, yeah. He did all the planet Earth and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Wait, do you have Ant and Dec in the US?
Huh?
Do you have Ant and Dec?
Ant on deck?
No, Ant and Dec. They're two people.
Wait, Ant and Dec.
Do you have them in the US? They're like the UK's little pet.
What? Oh, it's the guy from like America's Got Talent, but not America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
like British or something.
Yeah, and they do all the other stuff, and they do like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Are they? Is it like a couple?
No, they're not a couple. They're just mates. One of them got a DUI, but we don't talk about that. I think everyone in the UK knows who Ant and Dec is. Wait, it is a DUI, right? Driving under the influence. Yeah, that is right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. No, we have David Attenborough, though. We have all those movies or documentaries, I guess.
You should consider getting Ant and Dec in the US. They're kind of quirky, little, funny British people.
I will tell the president.
They're like, oh God, they're like the hype men for every TV show ever. They're like paid hype men for every TV show.
To the president of NBC right now, and I'm telling him or her.
Okay.
Or them.
I believe in you.
To put that show on their network.
What network?
NBC, National Broadcasting Corporation. No, what? No, we don't have this in the U.S., though. David Attenborough, though. I hope he lives forever.
Yeah, so do I. You don't have the BBC in the U.S., and I think that's so bizarre.
I think we can access the BBC, no?
No, but you don't have the channel. Do you not?
I mean, isn't it a public... You guys pay for your TV in the UK.
Yeah, but, like...
We don't, right? I mean, we do.
That's just, like, TV license, which goes to fund, like, all the BBC stuff, which is, like, bite-sized, all the radio, all of the...
That's what I'm saying. Like, we have commercial television. We don't really have much public television in the US.
Don't you guys pay for, like, cable, is it called?
What do you say?
Don't you guys pay for, like, cable, is it?
Yes. Like, boomers pay for cable. I just have, like, Netflix and stuff. But, yeah, like,
people
pay
for cable. You can do that on a TV, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can do that in the UK.
Yeah, I think the TV license is just equal to, like, cable.
You were talking about BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See? They, we can't, that's a public, we don't, that's like if the PBS was playing in the UK, or wait, is PBS from, no, okay. BBC is a public, public, whatever. It's funded by you. We have commercial television and everything, so they make money regardless of what country it's in. But all the funding for BBC comes from people in the UK. So that's why they don't, there's no financial incentive for them to bring it into other countries. I think that sounds right, at least, right?
That's cool. Because, like, the BBC News is pretty good. Like, not as in, like in the sense that, like, you know, news, but, like, just in terms of, like, you know, sign a watch, what's going on in the world, BBC News. It goes, like, dom, 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 and then dramatic effects, and then you're like, hello, the world is dying. Oh, well, thank you, TV. On to the next channel. And they have some banging intro songs as well. At 6 a.m. every day, turn on the BBC News. It goes, like, boop, 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 da-da-da-da-da-dum, da-dum, boop, boop. And that's like, oh, it's awesome. Dude, For a time, I would wake up early every day to school before 6 a.m. So I'd wake up at like 5, 10 a.m. just so I could watch the 3-minute BBC intro before school. Because it was just such a jam, man. It was like a pop, da-da-da-dum, pop, 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 da-da-da-dum. Like, oh, it was awesome. No, yeah, I'm weird.
No, that's normal. I had the same exact thing for CNN. No, I'm just
kidding. Isn't CNN like really dramatic and crazy though?
Yeah, I don't really like any mainstream news, to be honest. Like, I like, you know, it's nice to learn.
Like, I always watch news bloopers, but whenever it's like breaking news in America, it's like, holy shit!
Yeah.
But then breaking in the UK, it's like this has happened, and we're really sorry that this has happened, but I'm afraid it has happened. This is a message to you. The public. Yeah. This has happened. And then America's like, holy fuck, we're gonna die!
Breaking news, 3 people dead. What, 5 people
like,
are
I'm like,
dead.
Holy crap, break the information a little nicer, bro.
5 people are dead in a car crash. The coronavirus pandemic is heightened. We still don't have healthcare.
And how are you most likely to die in this day and age? We will get you. Fuck you. And die. Good night. That's basically...
The best flavor Tide Pod tea.
Yeah. However, there was a very funny thing on the American news where you were... No, this wasn't on the... This was on, like, ITV. Do you have ITV in America?
ITV, never heard of it.
Oh, well, ITV is another UK channel. Like, ITV, there was a very funny thing on the ITV news. I saw it on the Russell Howard Hour. Oh, my God, do you know who Russell Howard is?
I bet you they're British.
You're very right.
I like their name, though. Russell Howard.
Yeah, Russell Howard. He's a funny guy. He has a show on Sky One. Oh, my God. Do you have Sky in the US?
Let me look up. Yeah, it's still there. Oh, wait. Sky News? We have that on, like... I've seen that on, like, YouTube.
Yeah, but do you have, like, Sky One?
Nope. But I've seen it on YouTube. But no, it's not on our TV.
Russell Howard has a show on Sky One. It's called... It used to be called Good News, but now it's called The Russell Howard Hour. Good News was so much better than The Russell Howard Hour. But... Good news is, and I remember I watched this one clip where he was talking about how the ITV news were just fascinated by this one little door that this random stranger had screwed to a tree. And they're like, it was like, in Swansea, locals are devastated and fascinated by this tiny door screwed on a tree. And then it cuts the interviews and it's just like this article going like, I have no idea how it got there. It's very funny.
There's a whole just a whole news story on a tree with a door.
Yeah, like it was just that's it was brilliant. Like it was like a little 30-second thing, but it was funny.
That's cute. That's funny.
Yeah.
Was there anything inside?
They never opened it. I was a little disappointed.
What?
That was like the whole bit for the Russell Howard hour. He was just going on about what was inside of that fucking door, and then he was like making jokes about it and stuff.
How do you not open it then?
No, he didn't open it. He wasn't actually there. He just used the clips from the news to make jokes. He's like a comedy guy.
Oh. Well, how did the news people not open it?
I don't know. I didn't see that far.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think UK TV is quite funny. I've never seen US TV. I'm excited for when I go to the US so I can see US TV and be like, huh, it is what I thought it would be like. Something I noticed, which is weird about US TV, because in order to watch the new South Park episodes when they came out, I had to watch American Comedy Central. And I was watching around the election time in America, and there are so many ads about, like, politics.
Where?
Like, on American TV.
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, shocked about that. It was, like, it was really weird because it was, like, the same company had made two ads for the opposing parties because they were, like, identically formatted. So the first one which came on in the first break of South Park, it was, like, Biden is up to his old tricks again. Make America great again. And then the next one, which was after the next break, was, like, Trump is lying again. I'm, like, oh, what the fuck? I don't even know what you do.
Yeah, politics is pretty crazy in America. We have hundreds of millions of dollars spent. I don't know how it compares to the UK.
Isn't that kind of messed up to just pay to win the election?
Well, yeah, that's how, especially since like 2015 in the US, there's this thing called Citizens United, which made it so that corporations, it made it so that money is free speech and corporations are people. So corporations can give unlimited amounts of money to whatever candidates they would like.
Cool.
So yeah, pretty much it's like, it's not really democracy, sort of. It's like,
does that mean Amazon wins every U.S. election?
Yeah, money equals your vote in terms of funding, I guess.
Well, that doesn't really sound like democracy.
What I like is if they made it so nobody could like donate to a candidate or a really low amount for like the limit that you could donate. And obviously, no corporations, no unlimited, whatever. And then if they made it so, like, everyone in the U.S. or in the U.K., for example, got, like, say, $250 each election cycle, and they could donate it to whichever candidates they want, and it would be, you know, tax-funded money that went to their campaign. And then, if you didn't donate your money, then it just never got spent. But everyone
would
have an opportunity.
I wouldn't want to donate my money to anyone. I'd be like, yeah, put that money to, like, healthcare and stuff.
Well, yeah, but you still got to have elections, still got to have people voted, and got to have democracy.
Yeah, but even if they don't have money, the election will still happen. Just no one will know what the fuck anyone does.
So you're saying, like, no campaigns allowed?
No, not at all. I just think it would be funny.
That would be funny. If you like.
Yeah, I don't know. The more I've been trying to learn about politics because I'm going to have to vote soon. Because I'm nearly at the voting age. But the more I learn about it, the more depressed I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of political opinions.
I don't. So please don't influence me.
Oh, yeah, no. I am a raging right-wing. No, I'm just kidding. No, I like
Bernie. I'm going to be honest. I don't even know what half those words you say mean.
I was going to say raging right-winger, but I'm just kidding. Do you know who Bernie Sanders is?
He's the guy that mispronounced that state name to sound really terrible, isn't it?
What?
What? That was Bernie Sanders, right? He was the guy that He mispronounced that state name and it sounded terrible.
I have no idea what you are referring to. I'm from Vermont. I would never misrefer to my own home state.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about? It's the old dude. Not the old dude that's president, but
the guy that sits on the chair and looks really displeased.
Huh?
What?
I did not hear you.
Is it the guy that sits on the chair and looks real displeased?
Yes, that guy.
Yeah.
Did he say a state in a funny way?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I can't repeat it because it was a very, very rude word. A very offensive word.
What? Okay, I have... I have literally no idea what you're referring to.
It was a meme that went around my secondary school for a really long time, and I only remember it because of that.
Well, anyways, whatever it is, I'm sure he doesn't. That's not how he actually said it, because he's like a really like left wing guy who he was mainly about like free healthcare and free college and stuff, and like
that sounds good. Why not just have that anyway?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean by have that anyway?
Like, why not just have free healthcare and free college anyway? Yeah, why is that got to be something you got to vote for? Why not just have that?
Well, I mean, it doesn't. It's not like that's how things happen, right? Like you're like, it's like saying, you know, why does the water have to evaporate? Why can't it just rain?
Well, that's because of the laws of physics.
Exactly. This is the laws of laws, right?
Yeah, but laws can be changed all the time. You can't change the laws of physics.
Exactly. You can, I mean, what are you trying to say? Create a new government that doesn't involve voting? Because these things happen through government, right?
No, that sounds terrible.
Well, yeah. So it's got to happen through democracy, right?
Yeah, but no, isn't it just kind of a universal good thing to mean that everyone can get healthcare whenever and be healthy and everyone can get educated?
I agree. I think
so. Why not just have that if everyone can universally agree that that's a good thing to like not die, you know?
Because in America, it's all about everything's just about social issues, which the social issues are extremely important, but the politicians don't want to focus on the issues that affect their donors. And healthcare is like the pharmaceutical industry in the U.S. is like hundreds of billions of dollars. So they spend hundreds of millions of those dollars in order to make sure that, you know, we don't get healthcare. But like you guys have, you know, what's it called? What do you have? National?
Yeah, we have the NHS. Health? They're fucking amazing, dude. Like, yeah, there might be a long wait time, but it beats being in debt to because you didn't want to die, you know?
Yeah. No, there's tons. There's like, I think, 50,000 or so people in the U.S. that die every year because they don't have like access to healthcare.
See, that's fucked up.
Yeah. I think it's like 600,000, I think it was, that go bankrupt every year due to have like medical bankruptcies.
Oof. That's even more fucked up.
Yeah, no, it's pretty messed up in the U.S.
Dude.
And then on the flip side.
Why is this so hard to fix?
It's just because of corruption.
Why is it allowed?
Why is it allowed? Why is corruption allowed?
No. Why are the people who are supposed to be unbiased and do the best for everyone allowed to be corrupt and be in power? That doesn't seem fair.
Because the Democrats and the Republicans function as two parties that economically are pretty much aligned. So, like, on things like healthcare, on these things that, like, we think, you know, me and you, we agree on, they're, like, sort of aligned against it because that's what their donors, you know, focus on. And then the Republicans come and they say all this, like, terrible stuff. In my opinion, in my view, they say a bunch of terrible stuff on social issues. And the Democrats are like, Lamau, no, actually, let's not.
So, is it, like, the terrible stuff they say, is it, like, factually based or is it just misinformation?
In my opinion, a lot of the things on like social issues with like in regards to like gay marriage or trans rights or different things like that is based on misinformation. And in my view, basically in the US, we're constantly having to focus on and fix these issues because these Republicans come in and they F everything up and like take away rights from like people.
Are the Republicans like the equivalent of the Tories?
Yeah. The Republicans are like the Tory party, but they come up and they take rights away from like women with abortion and they, you know, gay marriage and trans rights and all these things. And so
that's just fucking stupid. Like,
yeah. So we're
why pedal backwards, boss man?
We can't even have like the basic human rights and to be able to focus on all these other issues.
That's how it feels like sometimes. Like so fucking stupid.
Instead of us advancing more and more further. We just keep like going back a step, forward a step, back a step, forward a step, like fixing the same. Like right now, they're gonna like the Supreme Court's actually supposed to hear a challenge to Roe v. Wade soon, which is Roe v. Wade is what allows people in the U.S. to get like safe abortions or whatever, safe and legal.
Why would that need to be challenged?
Why would that need to be challenged? I don't know because
my holy book says that it must. Okay.
Yeah, but there's more than one holy book. It's so selfish to think that there's only one thing going on.
What? It's blasphemy. There is one holy book and a whole bunch of little fairy tales.
Your country's stupid.
Yeehaw. It's nice in terms of like visiting, though. It's great, though. You know, to go off all the politics and like go on to like actually like visiting and like the people in general, you know, I would say are lovely, right? You just gotta, you know, I don't know the context that you're in, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it just, that's, why is that not just an easy fix for that? Like,
for what?
Like, for all of these issues you just say, it doesn't seem like a complicated thing to, like, just not be a dick about. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, yeah. Like, being able to give safe abortion, for example, that is so fucking important. Why is that something that even needs to be politics? Why can't, like, what? And, like, for instance, gay marriage and stuff like that and trans rights. Like, that's just being not a dick.
Yeah, no, totally. What? All these issues are common sense, in my opinion. And that's why it's so nonsensical. Because, like, it feels like we're just forced to, like, in the U.S., you know, claw at retaining certain, like, rights without, you know, and so all the discussion is just about that. And that's great because we shouldn't let those rights go away. But we should also be like, I don't know, the CNN, MSNBC, I don't know, maybe mentioning healthcare, maybe mentioning, you know, any of these economic issues like once a month might actually help. But instead, we're just talking about, you know, Afghanistan or something. I don't know.
I mean, it just feels like wasting time to keep circling back to the exact same problems which should have been fixed so long ago because it's common sense.
Yeah, but it's politics. It's like the what we want, what the people want, what like 90% of the population wants, that doesn't necessarily, you know, correlate with
I reckon I could give a crack at this whole president thing, you know. I might be president. Really, really shit and I might hashtag fuck up a lot, but I'd try to give it a go.
I will move to the UK for however long is necessary. Whatever it's called.
Like, let me have a crack at this. Like, come on, guys. Stop being stupid now.
Hashtag Tubbo for president. When is, like, is 2024?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it can't be like Joe Biden. He's got all of his, like, boss men. And just be like, Biden, you're being a little stupid now. Just do these normal things, please. Fuck all the money and stuff. Just do the normal stuff, please. And then do the complicated stuff. Like, you know, just bang a bunch of easy tasks out the way first and then get onto the complicated stuff I don't understand.
Yeah. But, Tubbo, whenever you're wondering why something hasn't been done that seems like common sense, it's just, the answer is always just follow the money. And, you know.
Follow the money and see where it goes.
Follow the money, see where it goes, yeah. Meaning, like, all those donations, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, there's some challenge coming up to us. Okay, let's see which politicians we need to buy.
That's not fair.
Yeah. But what can we do about it, right?
Maybe we need to convince someone with a lot of money to buy all the politicians to do what we want.
True. We should
we'll beat them at their own game.
We should like get Bezos and say, we're not going to give Prime subs to you unless you... No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
How much does it even cost to buy a politician?
That depends on the politician. Like, literally, it depends on the politician, depends on the issue. Sometimes you can see, like, you can look up donations on certain things. Like, in my local, place, I looked up my local politicians, and their corruption is they can give zoning to certain companies and, like, not to other companies. Meaning, like, they can allow companies to build and not other companies. And
so, well, that needs to be taken out of the picture, then, if it's making them biased.
What do you say?
I mean, if that's making them biased, then you just need to take that out of the picture.
Yeah, but then who's gonna decide? Who's gonna decide? You know how these things are done,
except an independent body away from politics.
Yeah. But it's given to elected officials, and then those elected officials, they take donations from the companies that, you know, want to.
Yeah,
want,
but if the companies are making all these elected people do these things just because they back their parties, then you need to have some kind of external boys that do that. True, because otherwise it's going to make all the other stuff unfair.
You should be president. You should.
Maybe I will. How does one do that?
In the US?
Yeah. Like, how do I just go about giving it a crack?
Well, first, you have to be born in the US.
Right. Let me revert to fetus real fast, because, you know, I have that power.
You could go, like, hardcore, like, evangelical Christian, and you could do, like, the spiritual rebirth. That might work, you know. I mean, it's the US. Really? So it might count. But anyways, you have to be like 35. You have to be.
Why do you have to be so old to be president?
Why do you have to be old?
Yeah. Why not just have it at the age of 21, like everything else? Have some younguns give it a shot.
Because the old people know better, Tebow.
But they don't, because all the old people vote conservative in the UK.
Well. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, it's because they wanted to keep it in the. I don't know why. Because I can't really imagine like a 21-year-old even winning. So I don't know why they don't allow it.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete Buttigieg, he was pretty young. He ran in the last one. He was like one of the youngest people to run for president, I think.
Yeah.
Pete Buttigieg, I don't really like him much, but I was just pointing out him because he ran for president in the U.S.
I think
really
you should run for president, Velvet.
Hmm.
I can't vote for you because I'm not in your country, but I reckon you could fix some shit.
Yeah, I would never really want to run for a political office, though. I think it'd be pretty miserable.
Yeah, but you could make things better for everyone.
Yeah. But I don't think I'd win.
You can give it a solid crack, though.
I'll vote for you, Tebow.
You can't vote for me.
You're going to run for president in the U.S. You're going
to
leave the
UK. I just don't know how to revert to fetus yet.
You're going to forge your birth certificate and you're going to run for president.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
What about prime minister? You could run for prime minister. Be the next Boris Johnson.
I don't really want to be the next Bojo, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, he's a very, very hated person. And that sounds like a lot of pressure, actually. Actually, I would not want to be president. Holy shit, I'd fuck everything up.
What do you mean? How would you do that? Everything that you've been saying so far sounds good.
Yeah, but I just realized how difficult it would all be. Yeah, no, I'd fuck everything up. Holy shit, don't vote for me. Yeah, that I'd be a dumpster fire. It would be the equivalent of throwing your vote into a fire.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's not something that anyone.
Maybe we should make our own micronation ant.
Ant?
Oh shit! Sorry, Velvet.
Wow, are you saying all gate? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I know.
I promise.
I'm writing a Twitter thread right now about you,
please,
Tebow.
Please don't tweet long at me. Please. I don't deserve this.
I
didn't do anything wrong. I didn't mean to. It was just a name confusion.
I do like.
Please.
I like the emoji you have, by the way, in your bio. It's a nice emoji.
Do you? You're a fan of the flag, boss man.
I am a fan. It's not the least bit. It's great.
Good.
What were
Makes
we talking
sense.
About?
I don't know.
Have you seen, me and Ant just went and saw two new movies. Have you seen any of the new movies recently? I don't know if you guys have seen
Oh, I went to go see Free Guy a while back, which was pretty cool.
Was that good? We didn't see that. It was still in theaters. We were considering
it. Was a bit of a fever dream because I turned it on and Ninja was in it. I was like, I know that guy! And that was quite funny. I feel like that was the only reason why. And then Laserbeam showed up and I was like, no!
Huh. We saw Candyman.
Oh, what's that about?
It is a nice romantic comedy, actually.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a horror film. It's a horror film. Oh, God. About, like, I mean, it's got some, like, what's it called? Like, social stuff to it as well. Like, about, like, American social whatever stuff. But it's basically about, like, this guy that, like, gives, he, like, the main story, I think, like, the main lore of, like, the story is this like, dude that gives candy to kids and then, like, kills them or something like that. And the candy has, like, razor blades in them.
Oh. Terrifying.
That was a scary movie. Do you like horror movies?
I watched It One with Tommy and Rambo, and I scared the shit out of myself and accidentally punched one of them in the face. I will not say which one. Oh, no, I didn't really. I kind of, like, jumped.
There's this movie that I really, 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 really want to watch on stream, but I don't know if I can. I've been, like, trying to figure out how I can be able to, and it's called Lava. What is it? It's called Lavalantula.
What's it about?
It's like, it's about, well, Two Lava Tarantulas is a sequel, and that one's even better, but it's about these lava tarantulas that come out of, like, the earth and then cool. go and, like, try and kill everyone.
Oh, not so cool.
But the story is, like, a nice meme. It's a hilarious film.
That's cool.
There's a part one, part two.
I'm trying to think if I've watched. I wanted to watch the new Marvel movie because it's the after Thanos one.
What is the new Marvel movie?
It was the one about, like, the seven something or other. Like the seven discs.
Huh? Shang-Chi? Oh, and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yep, that's it. Apparently it's like modern day Karate Kid.
Oh, Karate Kid?
Yeah.
It's rated well.
Yeah, I know. Everyone seemed to like it. I really want to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. I watched Captain Marvel recently and I'm like, oh, that was a good movie. Because I was wondering where you came from in Infinity War, Captain Marvel. I'm like, I've never seen you before. I didn't know there was a super lady flying around fucking up spaceships. And then I watched Captain Marvel and I'm like, oh, now it all makes sense. I was like, you just came out the sky out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, surprise new character, PogChamp. But it turns out there was already a movie about you I just hadn't seen.
Did you like it? My friends told me that it was terrible. And then I watched it and I loved it.
I really like Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I agree.
I really like Nick Fury with the cat. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, Nick Fury. He's one of my favorite characters in Marvel.
He is. He's such a badass, dude. He's just such a bad. He is the badass I inspire to be, but never could be. Yeah.
Have you finished The Office?
No, I kind of got bored. I'll be honest.
Oh, really? What season?
I have no idea. It all kind of blurred into one big ha-ha, ha-ha, ha-ha stuff.
Do you know, were you watching it, like, in order?
Yeah.
What, do you know at all what was happening?
Yeah, so these Jim and Pam fellas, they hooked up and had a baby. And this Stanley person had an affair, and their company went bankrupt, then was bought by a new one. And, oh, God. And then there was the new receptionist. After Pam came a salesman when Michael went off on tangent and made his own place. And, oh, God, what else happened? Oh, there was also this one bit where he was screaming no when Toby came back from, like, vacation. And it was that one reaction sound.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's, like, one of my favorite episodes. So did you finish? Did you watch? It's not really a spoiler. Can I spoil something?
I suppose so.
Oh, never mind. It was going to be, like, when some character is no longer on the show who's, like, a prominent character. I was just curious if you'd watched all the way to that, because that's the end of a season.
Oh. Well, probably not.
Y'all just say, did you ever meet Robert California?
Who's Robert California?
Okay, then you must have stopped before, like, that's like some season 8 character or whatever.
Oh God, there's 8 seasons. I started watching Criminal Minds recently, and it scares the shit out of me, but I love it.
Criminal Minds? How many is that? There's 9 in The Office.
There's 15 of Criminal Minds.
Oh wow!
I'm on season 2.
They're still making more.
Are they? That's awesome.
Yeah. I was just watching The Wire.
The Wire? What's that about?
That's in Baltimore, Maryland. Which is like a really heavy like crime area. And so it's about like the drug crime there, and like it shows like the perspective of the police, and it also shows the perspective of from like the dealers and stuff and what's going on there.
Yeah. What do you think of Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds?
Spencer
Reed? As the character. I want to know your opinion on Spencer
Reed. Oh shoot, he's on his way.
I've never watched Criminal Minds.
Oh, have you not? Oh, I thought you had.
No.
No.
Oh, God. Shoot. He's on his way.
Look up Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds. He's a very powerful gentleman. He's the kind of person where he walks in a room and you shit your pants because you think he deserves it.
IQ of 187. Hmm.
He's a smart fella.
Can read 20,000 words per minute? What?
He's fucking insane, dude.
Sounds like Bad Boy Halo.
Can Bad read fast?
Yeah, Bad's really smart.
Really? Because I had a really big talk with Bad about American healthcare. Circling back to what we talked about earlier, which was very funny.
Oh, nice.
Bad knows a lot of shit, dude. I wish he talked about more of the shit he knew.
No, he does know a lot. He's really smart.
He's one of those people where everyone knows he's a genius, but if you hadn't met him before, you wouldn't have been able to tell.
Yeah.
You know? He's like a sleeper agent. A sleeper agent genius.
Yeah. Or, like, I wouldn't necessarily know from, like, his, like, videos, right? You numpty muffin you, you know?
Yeah. But then he speaks, and then you just feel, like, so completely and utterly inferior and... completely like holy shit what. He just overpowered me instantly. I just felt so weak in his presence, which admittedly pretty weak, but yeah.
How's your life by the sea?
You know what, I've been debating buying a jet board because I've wanted one for years and they're so expensive, and I may have the opportunity to buy one soon. And I'm like, oh, do I blow all my savings on a jet board?
A jet board? Is that like the self-propelling ones?
Yeah, it's a surfboard, but it's got a jet in it that can go 40 kilometers an hour.
Ooh, these things.
And you strap into it like a snowboard. It's awesome.
It's the ones where it sort of like goes above the water. Like it looks like it does.
That's a type of jet board called a hydrofoil.
Okay. Is that the kind you're looking at?
Huh?
Is that the kind you're looking at?
I don't really want a hydrofoil. I want one which looks more like a snowboard where you strap your feet into the bindings and you can do like flips and shit.
Hmm. Oh, I see.
I think I might be a Spencer Reed stan.
Yeah.
I think I might. I can very much envision a world where I had an old Twitter account with a profile picture of Spencer Reed. Just throwing it out there.
Spencer Reed actually has in his bio # Tubbo stan.
No, he doesn't.
Wait, did you not see?
What's the name of the actor? It's Matthew McConaughey? No.
Yeah. It's Matthew McConaughey. What?
No. It's Matthew Gray Gubler is the actor for Spencer Reed.
Matthew McConaughey might be the governor of Texas.
Who's that?
Matthew McConaughey?
I don't know who that is.
He's like a famous...
It's just a name that sounded familiar.
He's a famous actor. I don't know what he's like in. Oh, I don't know how to describe him.
Yeah, but no, Matthew Gray Gubler or Goobler is the actor for Spencer Reed. I think he makes books now, which is cool. Hmm. Oh, Velvet, my phone's about to die. I've got 2%.
Well, that sucks.
Wow, this entire space has lasted with me with 10% of battery. That's impressive.
Huh. What are you on, like a super phone?
No,
my
got an iPhone.
Wow.
My battery's kind of cracked for some reason. I never know why. I charge it every night when I go to bed. But like,
how old is the phone?
Year and a bit.
Okay, that's why. In like a couple of years, it'll be much worse.
Damn. Oh my god. Can I rant about?
No, you can't.
Companies that design products for redundancy piss me the fuck off. Okay? Like, holy shit. If you design a product that is designed to break after a certain amount of time, die.
That's what phones do, you know?
Yeah, phones do it. Light bulbs do it. It makes me so mad.
Almost.
Products that are designed for redundancy makes me want to kill people.
More and more, like, almost everything generally tends to do it. Like, products like fridges and...
like, just make something that will last forever, please.
Car windshield.
And save me money.
A lot of the time, car repair places will give people really thin windshields so they'll break again.
Yeah, well, oh my god, designing for redundancy, it pisses me off so much. It makes me so mad. It makes me so mad. I've never been so mad in my life. Like, when... Oh, I could rant about it for ages. Like, there's so many reasons why it's stupid. It makes the company more money and fucks over consumers and bad for the environment and everything about it I hate.
Why have one couch that you have forever when you could have 20 couches that break each year?
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. Well, my phone's about to die now. I'm now down to 1%. Damn. Oof. Well, I should probably end the space. It's been played. We should hang out more, Velvet.
Yeah, this is a good meme.
Can I invite you to my Discord server?
Yeah.
I chill in the Just Chilling VC in there, like, basically every day. So just if you ever want to poke your neck in and say hi, it's a nice crowd. Everyone there is real nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'll join. Sweet.
Do I have you added on Discord? I do. Yeah, there's no way I don't. Yeah, okay, I'll send you an invite. All right, it's been fun chatting.
Bye. See you later. Tempo.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Day, I guess.
Yeah.